Okay. Oh, I got a quiz for you.
Okay. So, yes, I am ready for this week's quiz.
So, we're getting older, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, careful there, bud.
Whoop.
You put that microphone too close to the face there. All right. Get to the quiz. I need to know the quiz.
So we're getting older, right?
Right. The part is I'm getting older, right? Should I be taking this many tests? Oh, yeah, that's right. You live by that meaning, that philosophy of always a student.
Right.
This is why these pop quizzes are so important to you.
Lifelong learner.
A lifelong learner. That's
lifelong
it.
Lifelong learner.
Right.
Yes.
Eventually that becomes the bucket list.
So tell me right now in your life, as a parent, as a adult, whatever it is, tell me what are a couple of your pet peeves.
As an adult?
Sure.
Oh, gosh. Right off the top of my head.
You go out into the world. You interact with society.
Well, I could name about 110 different things that happen in traffic every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a huge pet peeve. Some classic examples. I'm trying to think of my own pet peeves, not just that guy's driving around with a cell phone, right? And he's using it, and he's clearly not going through the stop sign, or he's going through the four-way stop sign. That bugs everybody. When you're talking pet peeves, you're trying to say things that really bug me. That's just like, man, I just can't stand when they do this particular thing.
Right.
Sure. Oh, I know I've got some. It's just not coming off the top of my head. Okay, I back up. There is something that comes off the top of my head that just immediately came to me, but I'm trying to deny it. But maybe I shouldn't deny it anymore.
Because all right.
This clearly is a pet peeve.
Now it's turned into a confession.
Well, and I think this person knows that it's a pet peeve, which would happen to be my wife.
Uh-oh.
You're
walking towards a cliff, my friend, walking towards a cliff.
Well, she's got several pet peeves that, you know, she has for me, so all's fair in love and war, right?
Well, except if you have a podcast.
Yeah. Okay, this is clearly a pet peeve, all right? And it's one of those things that if she were to pass away tomorrow, I would miss. But when she's doing it, I can't stand it.
Okay.
When we have pasta, how can I describe this? Because it's a podcast. It's not a visual medium. But in essence, and everybody eats pasta in a certain way. Some people take pasta, they cut it up, and they eat it in little bites, right?
Yes.
Some people will slurp it, right? Like they just stick it in their mouth. Right? I hope I got that sound effect right.
It's perfect.
To avoid any of this, what my wife does that I just don't eat pasta like this, but what she does is she takes her fork down and she literally elevates it up, kind of spinning it a little bit. Spin, elevate, spin, elevate, spin, elevate.
Yeah.
In the mouth.
Okay.
I can't stand it. It's too much. I'm like, just eat the pasta. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, spin, elevate, spin, elevate, spin, elevate, spin, elevate. You know, she's digging down, up, right? Oh.
Well, pasta's complicated.
It is, and everybody eats it a little bit different. That's true. But the way she does it, I just can't stand it.
Okay.
It's a pet peeve. It's a pet peeve in every way. Just eat the pasta. I maybe do a little spin, and it's spinning in, right? Does that make sense? Like, I don't understand the performance. I don't understand the patronage that's happening.
Okay, so I just want to stop here and remind our viewing or our listening audience that Dave and I sort of have a rough script of where we're going, but I did ask the question.
I honestly was trying to find. I mean, there's just classic pet peeves, but that one just irks me.
Okay. All right. So there we go.
But like spinning, I said, if she were to pass away tomorrow, I would feel
bad. You
would
miss it.
Right?
Yeah, the next and time you had pasta.
I'm a, that's right.
Yes,
I'm a spinning
you'd sit
in
there
it.
And cry over your pasta. You'd try to spin it like she did.
That's right. I remember. Yes. Exactly. But I'm just a spinning in guy.
Okay. So I use the phrase pet peeve just because that kind of softens emotions a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's annoyances.
Yes.
So it's not really anger, per se.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all.
No.
It's just,
but
I just wish she could get the pasta in her mouth, right?
It heads in that direction.
Right,
right?
Correct.
Pet peeves head in that direction.
Right.
Where you say, here's something that I do not like.
Correct.
And I would like to be different. Okay. So here's your lecture for the day, since I'm a teacher.
Sure.
Okay. So I found a study.
A lifelong learner. Sorry.
Yes.
Lifelong learner.
So I found a study that talked about why people get angry, like what the sources are.
Okay.
And they listed a number of tangible things, like you listed your pasta and you mentioned before people that, you know, like just general driving around stuff.
Yeah,
people
I feel like I have a right to be angry when I'm driving. I really do.
Like, okay.
When I'm in the car, I am not who I can be at home. I can be whoever I want in the car.
Correct. So the study boiled down basically two main areas of why people get angry. You ready?
I'm all ears. I'm all
okay.
Your man. I'm your man.
Okay. You're going to have to think this through a little bit. So number one,
all right.
violation of expectation.
Sure. Yep. That makes sense.
Okay. And second one, blockage of goals.
Yep. Sure. Yeah. When somebody cuts me off in traffic, that's a classic example, right?
It inhibits your ability to get from point A to point B.
I was here first, and suddenly you have come into my lane, and now you're slowing down to get that exit. Happens all the time, right? You
yes.
just violated
yes.
my time. You took my yes. time away.
And as a general rule, people, when people behave a certain way, we get upset because we know that people are capable of doing bad things or mean things or whatever, but we operate under this broad-based assumption that people should generally be decent to each other. Be excellent to each other, as Bill and Ted would say.
Sure.
And when they're not, then we sort of say, hey, I had an expectation that you were going to be a grown-up.
Yes.
And you're not being a grown-up right now, assuming we're talking about a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
That's why kids don't bother me, because they're kids, and they're supposed to be kids. It's the grown-ups that really get us upset sometimes.
Yeah, because the expectation is different.
Right. We say, hey, you're supposed to be, in theory, mature. So, all that to say, that leads us to today's, what do we say, evaluation?
Yes. Well,
analysis?
We are entering into another genre of YouTube.
Yeah.
I would say, because as we adventure on YouTube, we've discovered, again, we're going to make that genre Lopedia, sometimes of Tubia.
Right. Right. Something like that.
Todd
yes.
and Dave's Tube Time.
The vernacular is a little squishy.
You wrote the book. You'll figure it out, right?
That's right. Right. That's right.
You're the writer. I'm just the, you know, I don't sure what I am, but.
That's right.
But yes, it's a whole new genre, and this would happen to be the angry YouTuber review,
or correct.
Just the angry YouTuber, right?
Of which, yes.
Which there are a lot of angry YouTubers.
There right? are a ton.
In fact, one of the YouTubers I like actually does videos that counter this, called Really That Good. Because he got sick and tired of everybody saying it's really that bad.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
He made a whole channel for himself around bases around why this movie is as fantastic as it is versus the easy way out, which is this thing just sucks.
Right. Just ripping it.
Right. So let me introduce to you Angry Joe.
Angry Joe.
So we interviewed Angry Joe this week and other Joe, because there's two Joes on that channel.
Well, I wouldn't say we interviewed.
Oh, Well, you know, I always feel like such an intimate relationship with the YouTubers. You're right.
Is that what it is?
I interviewed them. Boy,
We interviewed them, but they didn't answer any questions.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, boy, I wish. That would be great. And someday we'll get these interviews.
Yeah.
But as it stands right now, we did not interview. We processed his channel.
We did.
Yes. And we did a little therapy after because, man, that guy gets angry.
Yes, he does.
So what is Angry Joe?
So
as a new user, because I've actually watched quite a bit of Angry Joe over the years.
Okay, so we watched this week it was a video game review.
Yep.
Sort of a walkthrough, partial walkthrough, but just overall evaluation of the gameplay, content, that sort of thing. And the game was, I've forgotten.
Pirates of the Burning Sea?
Of Pirates?
Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves!
Sea of Thieves.
Of the Burning Sea is an MMO. Sea of Thieves is the current Xbox/PC exclusive from Microsoft.
And
that's been hyped for quite a while.
And I've been seeing lots of promos for it on my Instagram feed.
Sure. Go get into Sea of Thieves.
So he...
So that's what he reviewed.
He reviewed.
It's almost again a shtick, right? But yeah. So kind of.
And I will say this: we'll start with the positives. On the one hand, he's very creative in that he dressed up in actual pirate gear and he had his sidekick, and they did a lot of green screen stuff, and they kind of got all into it.
Yeah. No, he does all this stuff from his house. You know, he does his own producing. It's pretty much him and Other Joe, so it's Angry Joe and Other Joe, or OT,
right,
as fans like to call him.
And I've seen Angry Joe one other time, and that was a couple years ago.
Not OT, it's OJ, Other Joe. Sorry, OJ.
Other Joe. There you go.
Ah, not OT. Why?
So a couple
My
years
brain
ago,
is not working right
it's,
today.
It's
I'm
all
sorry.
Right. Well, I saw him a couple years ago when he did a review of the new Ghostbusters trailer.
Yes.
And
he got a lot of flack for that, too.
Which I can understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, he reviews this game and in a very dramatic fashion with the costumes. And yeah, there it is.
Yeah. The other thing that I like about Angry Joe, if we're going to stick on the positives right now, he does a very good job. So. Other websites, other game websites will try to give you day one reviews. And there's always something stinky in suburbia there because it means they've had to rush that review, right? Hey,
right.
I've got a week to review this game. When I look at a game like Sea of Thieves, which is clearly a multiplayer game that involves a lot of time, you need a little bit of a time sink in that game to really understand what's happening because you got to play with other players, you got to go on these different treasure hunts, all this other stuff. It's not quite an MMO, but it's a shared experience. You can't just jump into that game by yourself and have the full experience. So one of the things I've always appreciated about Angry Joe is that he does an incredibly thorough job of playing the game on his own time. And his reviews usually come out, sometimes they come out a month after the game release, or maybe 2 weeks after the game release. I would say this one was a little bit quicker because he discovered there wasn't much in the game. Hence why he got... very angry.
Okay. And that's fine. That's the thing. And going back to what we talked about originally, if you have a certain expectations and those expectations are not met, particularly, as you mentioned, hype, right?
Yep. Microsoft put this up on E3 last year, told you that it was going to be the fantasy dream come true. If you ever wanted to be a pirate, this is the game for you. Right?
Right.
You get to fire cannons, you get to man, you have a crew, your friends, your four of your best friends can be your crew. You got to steer the ship, you got to navigate the ship, you got to put the sails up, you got to put the sails down, everything, right? There are sharks in the game, you'll have to go after booty and treasure, you know, again, let your imagination take you.
So
it's the hype around the game. Sorry. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Because you're looking at me like, what's he talking about?
No, I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
So here's my challenge with this. And oftentimes in recent podcasts.
So yeah, okay. So let me put one more thing on it. Sorry, Todd. Before we get to that,
yes,
that's the expectation. When we're talking about anger, there is a huge amount of expectation for this. All this hype, all this advertising, all these things. Microsoft exclusive. They don't do exclusives. Rare, the most amazing game company. All these things, right? This is a Rare game, right? All building up anticipation. Okay, so go back to your thought.
So, in the last few Parenting Mistakes episodes, when we've been looking at YouTube stuff, we've taken a break sort of partway through our podcast, and then we've gotten to our grumpy old man stuff. I feel like I want to just jump right into grumpy old man stuff, like, early.
Yep.
So, should I just jump in?
Yeah, let's jump in. We got to figure it out. We just got to figure this out, right?
Okay, so on an individual level, right, I could say a couple things about Angry Joe. First of all, content-wise, and this is, again, where we jump into the parenting aspect of it.
Yep. This is the grumpy old man part.
Fair amount of profanity throughout. And again, I feel like we're going to be doing this just about every channel we talk about these days. Just a reminder, parents, YouTube is unregulated. This is not your standard networks.
Yeah, totally. They are regulating themselves. If there's any regulation, they are regulating themselves.
Right. And that will be interesting. I mean, I will be interested to see where this goes in the future, whether YouTube imposes their own rating system based on feedback.
Sure.
Whether they basically start saying this video has profanity. This video has stylized violence. This video has implied, you know, sensual content, that sort of thing. So, again, we can go grumpy parent, but part of me also just wants to say, and this is the same thing I tell my college students, you want to use certain words, fine. To me, they just lack creativity. I mean, that's the one thing where I just say...
Well, his number one quote when the game is not meeting his expectations is, you done effed it up.
Right.
Right? I mean, that's his shtick right there. That's a line he says almost every other video. Right. And then the Fs just keep coming.
They just keep coming. Yes.
They don't stop.
So that's something that, again, parents need to be aware of. We kind of have this broad-based desensitization of people where they just kind of use words. They just use them over and over again. And if I can just play psychologist, this is one of these things where you grow up and you're taught certain things, and then you start to experiment a little bit, and using certain words makes you feel a certain sense of independence and control. And then after a while, you start to go, you know what? Some of these words are just dumb, and they do not define my confidence and personality and that sort of thing. So again, I could say I don't get upset with that type of language, but I also say, you know, there's lots of cool words out there. There's lots of great ways to express different viewpoints. Get a thesaurus, and play around with it.
But Angry Joe is angry, and he uses angry words, Todd.
Well, I understand
that sounded very patronizing, but I'm like, that the F-bomb is actually probably the angriest word that you could use over and over again.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
It's set to the point where it's desensitized. When we heard the F-bomb in 1984, holy mother of Moses. I mean, it was like... it was like a shot heard around the world.
Right.
And of course, we went to a private school, a little bit different.
We did.
But I don't remember walking around the mall hearing it all the time. And there isn't a day that doesn't go by now where I don't hear it.
So the other piece of this, and you could tell me, and this is where you can fill in if you've seen a lot of Angry Joe. The other thing with this is it always going to be angry?
Yeah, so I've watched quite a bit of Angry Joe. No, it's not always angry, but this is what's hard. The anger
Is he ever mildly pleasant, Joe?
Oh, yeah. When he likes something, he gushes on it. There's an opposite end. He's a very emotional guy. He's not happy Joe, though, at the end of the day. He's angry Joe, right?
Okay.
And I think, to be honest, the majority of the content that he puts out there is anger-based. Because part of the show is watching Joe flip out.
Right.
Because he crescendos. When he's really angry about something, he goes up and up and up. And you're watching it, and it's a train wreck. It's fun to watch. How crazy will Angry Joe get angry about this, right? He's going to – and I think he sees it as a public service, right?
Sure.
I will show these corporate guys that they can't mess around with gamers. I'm here to defend you. I'm your patriot. I'm the guy that's going to stand up against these guys doing all these cruddy tactics. Or they promised us an amazing game. They didn't deliver, and here's how they didn't deliver, and I'm standing up for the little guy. I'm standing up. Right? Whatever. But you're there to kind of watch that train wreck occur. And I think he gets more numbers because of it.
Okay.
I could be wrong about that. Again, I know there are other positive YouTubers, but the guys that are throwing in antics, like he does dramas, he plays it out, right? He kind of shows you his frustration with a particular game. Right. And I find a lot of his stuff mildly amusing. But this is parenting mistakes. And here's the deal. Not for kids.
No.
And it's targeted for children. Like, I think that he would feel like fine with everybody watching his content.
Sure. And he would say, hey, look, I'm dressing up as a pirate. Aren't I funny? I'm doing kind of a little puppet show type deal on the screen.
Yes. And again, it's one of those situations, if you were to see him over the shoulder of your teenage son, you'd think nothing of it. But the minute you hear him, or you're watching the, dare I say, verbal diarrhea coming out of his mouth, you'd say, holy smokes, what's going on? Part of my issue with it is I become very desensitized to it. It's hard for me to actually kind of register that this guy... I'm not going to say, how should I say this? This is not how I want people to act. This is not an example that I want to have people follow, right? Because I'm sure you could totally do the angry shtick at school if you wanted to. I'm angry about homework. I'm angry about my teacher. And I'm going to review how horrible my teacher is, right? And this XYZ, and I can get a bunch of laughs and yuckles about it. You know, there's a term which is, you know, if you can't say anything, don't say anything at all.
Right.
Now, this is a review show. It's entertainment. But it's certainly something I don't want people to take home.
So that leads me to kind of a broader point. And do we need to take a break, or are we good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. I got very invested. Like I said, well, I'm digging into this because I'm like, I want to try to figure out what's going on. Because, again, I watch it. Right? So, yeah. Let's take a break.
We'll be right back.
And we're back.
So here's my question, and we'll dig into this probably as we go along. You mentioned at the beginning this genre of anger.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah, totally. There's lots of anger YouTubers. Hey, here's guys, F you!
Well, here's what's interesting about content particularly. And there's a ton of people out there that have videos that react to things.
Yep.
They react to every, like if you think about movies, and I mentioned before that I saw his video reviewing the Ghostbusters trailer. They review every step of the process.
Yes, they're showing you every reaction.
So they react to the trailer, and then they react to the next trailer.
If you're a parent, you haven't seen this. Literally, this is how the setup is. Here is the trailer, and they have like a little corner of themselves watching the trailer as you're watching it. So you can literally watch their on-the-spot reactions to whatever is happening in the trailer.
Right. So that's fine. And I find that interesting sometimes because you react to the trailer, then you react to the next trailer, then you react to the movie itself, and then there's a whole bunch of videos that do things like I'm sure you've seen How It Should Have Ended.
I haven't seen that. No.
Oh, there are animated videos out there where they'll take a movie, popular movies, you know, Marvel, Star Wars, and they'll say How It Should Have Ended.
Okay.
And then they do a different sort of stylized, you know, animated.
Where they do an animated sequence. Ending?
Yes, and clever. Well, just in terms of it's more about plot than anything else. Okay. And again, that's all fine. It's entertainment. my challenge is, and this is why I kind of find is interesting, is we're supposed to be getting grumpier as we get older, right?
In theory, yes.
In some ways we are.
Sure.
But this is something that's strange to me, and I don't know why this is, that as I age, I don't know if I've just been so – I don't know if this is wisdom or perspective, but I have lower expectations for things. So go all the way back to what I told you about with anger.
That is so you, dude.
Well, no, but here's the thing. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'm alone in this. Go all the way back to the study that I told you about anger, right?
Yeah.
What do we get angry about? Violation of expectations and blockage of goals.
Yes.
Which fits perfectly with a video game, right?
Yes.
As you mentioned, so much hype, and you want it to have a certain experience. You want to have a certain just entertainment experience.
I put my money down. Actually, in that particular video, Joe said it would have been a great game had it only been $20.
Okay. And then
like, this game I would have reviewed totally different if they came in and said, $20 instead of the $60 price tag.
Right. And then you've got a video game is all about goals. You want to accomplish certain things. So then you get into aspects of playability. You get into aspects of plot, all that kind of good stuff. Part of me wants to say to Joe and all these other people, why did you buy into this hype? You've been disappointed before. You should know better by now.
Well, sometimes you do get the expectation, right?
Okay, and that's great. That's great. I don't know what it – but when I think about – particularly – and I always think about like Marvel movies and Star Wars movies these days. We know what they're going to be to a certain extent,
yeah.
Right? We have a general idea, particularly Marvel.
Sure.
Marvel's got a formula. We talked about this in our Black Panther episode.
We will be doing an Avengers review.
Yeah. And, okay, Black Panther was a good movie, and we both enjoyed it, but it was the Marvel formula. In other words, it didn't change my life. I'm looking forward to the new Avengers. I think it's going to be fine. It could be fun. It could be funny. It could be dramatic. But it's still a comic movie.
Here's the deal. I think Joe totally knows what he's doing. I think that he sees the problems coming down the horizon. And this is what I want to tell our audience. He is smarter than this. And he's buying into this hype because you have bought into it. And he is keying off your disappointments that actually make you feel good. But at the end of the day, I mean, for me right now, as it stands, I do not purchase a game day one for a zippity doo-dah. I actually do wait a couple of weeks to see what's happening with that particular game, unless it's a company I really trust. But in my old age, I know better than to just get on board the hype train and then get disappointed, right?
Right. And that's my own. Yeah. Go ahead.
I just wait for the professionals to go through it. What Joe is doing is he's going to purchase that game no matter what, and he's going to show you the disappointment because you want to feel that disappointment with Joe. Totally.
But that's what's so interesting to me because, again, yeah, I get it. He's got a shtick. He's going to just keep playing it. He's appealing to a certain audience. It's just – part of me kind of goes, you're talking to a group of people that are almost wanting to be disappointed, like they're expecting to be disappointed.
Yes.
I'm going to tune into Angry Joe and just see what thing he skewers because.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Well, and part of it too.
Just like the arena in the Roman days. I want to see the fight.
I get pushback from my students on this because we'll talk about this sometimes. You go back to Angry Joe's review of the new Ghostbusters movie, the Ghostbusters reboot. I feel like the fans just wanted that film to fail in some ways. Like they were so excited. The hardcore Ghostbuster fans, the ghost heads, were just so thrilled that there was going to be another Ghostbusters. But then when they saw the trailer, they thought, oh no, this doesn't meet my childhood expectations, we're going to just absolutely destroy it.
Yes.
And truth be told, I just didn't think it was that bad a movie. I thought it was fine.
I still haven't seen it. I stayed clear of it. There are a lot of folks that just hated it so much that I was like, eh, I don't need to waste my time.
It's not amazing, but I enjoyed moments of it. I thought some of the stuff was really funny. I thought some of it was fairly well done. But I also recognize, and we've talked about this before, I'm not 12 anymore.
Right.
And so I didn't go into that movie saying to myself, I want to have this 12-year-old perspective on a film, because I've seen a gazillion films since then.
Yes, you and I. Well, here's what's interesting about young and old, in that young, the first time you see something like, say, a James Bond feature film, I was blown away. I had no expectations on it whatsoever.
Right.
After my 25th James Bond feature film, I'm like, eh, I'm going to sit down and get entertained. It's too bad, because I think there's a part of my youth that says, I hope I get blown away again.
Sure.
But that's probably never going to happen again. I think the last time I was truly blown away was watching, was watching Gandalf fall off and fight the Balrog at the beginning of Two Towers.
Okay.
I couldn't believe that was happening. I couldn't believe it. And that was the last time that my youth, I haven't been overexcited about something like that since then.
Well, and that's we're just in a different phase of life right now. We still enjoy those like action adventure movies from our youth. But if I'm going to get impacted by a film these days, it's more likely going to be a drama or a documentary or something like that.
The genres that we didn't watch when we were 13.
Right, and that's fine. That's where we are.
Yeah.
The more serious film is going to impact us.
But understand, all of Joe is getting there. The thing is that there's so many of those folks on the internet that are still striving for that youthful moment of,
right,
I've never had this experience before. I sat down and I played that game for 24 hours and I couldn't stop playing.
Right.
Once that happens, you're busted. It's done.
Right.
It's never going to happen again. You're going to be seeking that out for the rest of your life if you don't move on and start reeling in your expectations.
And so I think the summary message here, and we can wrap it up by saying, again, parents, be aware of not just Angry Joe, but a lot of YouTubers that essentially have no language or content filter. And then the other major piece is they do scratch a certain anger itch of people, of saying they almost want to be upset about content. They almost want to skewer it.
Yeah.
And that's fine, but part of me is kind of like, hey, folks, it's a video game. It's a movie.
Which is making me interested.
See it for what it is.
Yeah, another dovetail on this is we should review Fail Army at some point, figure out what's happening there.
Sure. Anyway.
But that is similar in that you're just going to watch this train wreck, and in essence, if you're feeding off of this and your children are feeding off of this, it ain't real. We had a discussion with our eldest this last week about the internet had failed us. It told us something that wasn't true. And we're like, see, the internet is not real. It is not telling you the truth, right?
Correct.
And I think what Angry Joe's performance, it's not really real, folks.
Correct.
But that anger is making you feel real.
Yes. And some people do think it's real.
Yes.
So even though he's got a little sort of act that he does, some people buy into it. So
yeah, because at the end of the day, it's just a silly game about pirates that didn't meet your expectations. Too bad you spent $60 on it. Wait 3 months, get on Steam or wherever on Microsoft Store and get it for $20 when you get the real price.
Correct.
Yeah.
This is why when we're spoken like
a middle-aged
old people. That's right. I'll wait till them lines go down and I can just walk into the theater on a Tuesday evening and sit in the middle.
Oh boy. Sit in the middle.
All right. You can contact us at parentingmistakes@hotmail.com. And you can buy my book on Amazon.
Oh, that's true. What's the name of that book?
Business Ethics: The Search for an Elusive Idea.
Yeah. Yep, it's a fantastic read.
Oh, my supportive readers, including my Parenting Mistakes co-host. Who has read my book many times.
Yes, it's a good book. It's a good book.
Good book. Dave loved it. Until then, I hope you have a great week, listeners. And I hope that you don't have too many of your expectations violated or your goals blocked.
I didn't make you angry, did I, Todd?
No. I had low expectations.